get the shem yachis to the price of your bats will be daito. Oy am lo rata bad I see that she certainly lost the tuba. She certainly lost the tuba. See, the Ran is willing to discuss at some length what would halacha be according to those who maintain against him. The what? That in the case of in the case of Oy Salai, that you do lose the tuba. She wants to know what happens. You lose the tuba, and then in the middle you back out. Get a suda back on. The sum said yes. He turned it off to the Ran is willing to discuss at some length what would halacha be according to those who maintain against him. The what? That in the case of in the case of Oy Salai, that you do lose the suda. She wants to know what happens. You lose the suda, and then in the middle you back out. We'll get a suda back on. The sum said yes. And the Ran is willing to consider the issue seriously, and the answer is no. You know, he himself also did nothing lost the cloud. That's a very important point. Now, then he has the Rambam sheet that I'm forcing on the guests. I want to show one more thing for today, and then we'll have to stop. And that is the Balamor and the Rambam at the Beis Din of the Mesipta. At the back of Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Says the Balamor in the last line in the hair. When Miss Barbara Lee Shatakana should pick up the yeshiva, let us get Meredith Zu the altar, Horoth Shoysa, with the Atorah in Ashiro Bedora, Abba Bedora Taboim, Bedina the Gemara the Nineva. You don't follow Bedina the Mesipta. That was the only Takana Shorosha, so is the Balamor. So this is what the Rift is not, what the Ramban disagrees with. Ramban says it's not true. It's not true. They did it in the system. They did it forever. And the Rif, Hala Rabbeinu HaGadol Zal Yodea Takonas Agonim Yosemi Kulonu, is the last narrow line in Ramban. With Barab Nika Shal Adora Signal, right? Abel Eid, and what? Abel Eid, the Barab Shal Balamar Zal Zikai Elapitui. She wrote to Lachlok Aleihem. He's trying to argue with them. Below the Medina the Gemara, that you never honor below the Nikia. He didn't want to say they're wrong. They just said it's only temporary. Abel Hain, Be'emes, Doro, Siknu. Vidnagu Ba, Adyama, Sharabainu, Zabah, Hamesh, Meo, Sana, Shilo, Zala, Tatana, Zuni, Be'nehem, Kamosh, Yadu, Etzam, Be'tshuva, Shalem. Look at the Bahalapa, Rav Shimon, Kayar, the Bahag, Ubechol, Chigur, Agaonim, Rishonim, Then the Rambam says the other way signal. Then the Rambam's best line is the most telling of all. Abba Misha wrote to the Hachmish the Locha to get to Gina Gemara, Lo Hipsi, the Tabo of Brother. Despite the fact that the Gaon in the point the way he has a shot to go to make the decision. Ah, the Rosh. The Rosh had a very, very mellow, calm down verse for the making of the decision. All they did was they went to India, they went to nowhere at all. But he didn't force the guy to get the get. But no, you see from the original sources, you see here in the Ramban, that the Beis Din of the Mesipta was the fourth to gotta give it right away. And that was the Takana of the Dora. And don't tell me that was only for that generation. The Dora. But what's the last line in Ramban? So, you know, it's a very chancy thing, because Rabbeinu Tam called these kids Mamzer. Right? So we better, even though they're on the Golden Center forever, it's worthwhile if you can't do your Mamzer Tuesday tomorrow. And that's the most important thing to get. This is the background, which tomorrow will continue. The major problem in today's world, men just ignore their wives, they abandon them, don't give them a gift. And the question is, that ground itself grounds for forcing a divorce? That's a big question. Yeah, abandonment. It has to do without sukkah, clearly.
No, I mean, did anybody deal with it before?
Oh, for sure. Because it's not the Gemara that we showed us.
No,
yeah, picks up and leaves, moves out. He's no longer supports her, no longer lives with her. Let's say it's still in his initiative. He's still a divorcer. That's called the ultimate abandonment. He's still a divorcer. I mean, that's really abandonment, no? So the question becomes, if you civilly divorce her, if this nature cannot, this ground, this is sub-ground, put kfiyah on the get. That's the question. It's a very major question. Very relevant. If it is, then that gives us an opening to perhaps force the issue in certain circumstances. So let's take a look in the rush. Let's take a look at Tosfos first. Tosfos Samach Gimel, that's where we started. We'll start with the Tosfos and we'll go to the Rosh slowly. Listen very carefully, Rabbi Ozai, because I'm telling you, people are going to ask you, in your lifetime, someone's going to ask you, oh, I have this aguna somewhere, and he was abandoned by a husband, and what do we do? And you should be a little educated to know what some of these malachic parameters are. Shouldn't look like a total amoris. Saying it's complicated is a temporary excuse. But ultimately, all right, Rabbi, I'll sit down with you for 4 hours and give me a little bit of background on what the complications are. I could summarize my knowledge in 4 seconds. That's the 4 seconds. That's no good. That doesn't put you in a good light. You should have some knowledge, of rudimentary knowledge, of what the issues are. We have it here in the Tosfos on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, the last Tosfos. V'omer Rava, Omer Eini Zom Eini Mefarnes Yosi B'Ibn Ksubos. Look at my focus. Who argues in Rav? Who argues in Rav? Shmuel argues in Rav. Rav Paskin, the story of Nagma Samach Gimel, really comes from Ayin Zayin. That man says to his wife, I'm not going to give you prazonas or panasa, I'm not going to feed you or support you. So then yotzi v'iten ksuba. Now what does yotzi v'iten ksuba mean? What does yotzi mean? Do you whip him to force the issue or not? What do you say, yes or no? Doesn't say mafurish in the Gemara. But let's take a look at those. Mishmuel de Poligolay the Rabbi Sofamara the Fayan Zayn. Dika Omar. Adche Kofin. Oh, magic word. What's the magic word? Kofin. Very important that magic word be mentioned explicitly in the Gemara. We have no right to make any assumptions. According to many Rishonim, we say, well, it must mean Yotzi. It must mean, how do you get him to give it to the Yotzi? It must mean you're forced from the whip. Don't jump to such conclusions. Tremendous dispute in the Rishonim. Every Rishonim, the goal of the Rishonim, think about it. Whenever it says Tam Yotzi, the Yotzi, what does that mean? We force him with a whip? Or we tell him, listen, you must do it, if not we will call you an Avarian. That's the post that I am, the big post that you saw. So if you see the word Kofit, we can jump for joy. That's it. We know that they can force him with a whip. Mishmuel the Polygalay the Rabbi of Sova Madi. The Kaomar Achik Kofino Solahoti Yikafu Lazun. What does Shmuel say? A man walks into bed and says to his court, Your Honor, I refuse to support her at the feet of him. So Rab says, okay, pull out the whip and say, this is a whipping you until you give again. Shmuel says, hey, wait. What's the rush to look to give again? Whip him to do what? To feed him. Same whip. Instead of rushing to get a divorce, pull out the exact same whip and say, you better feed her. No, I will not. Whack. No, I will not. Whack. No, I will not. Yes, you win. All right? So, I mean, why force him to divorce? Divorce her. Force him to feed her. That's Shmuel's position. Oh. According to Shmuel, lo matzah l'mifra. No kashya in our sugi. Why? They are the shabby, for him it's okay. Why? Even though we forced him to support her, nevertheless, most deep in we answer the ksuba. Why? Came and then he wrote to the zona Eli they fear. He only wants to give her food if he's going to be whipped by bezin. And every time she needs a sandwich just to run to bezin, she whips the husband. Kind of like that. Then Adam Dor im Nachosh b'Tzvi Fa'akah. Point to the Gemara. And a woman can't live with a snake in the same house. It's like a snake. A devious, slippery, slithery character. A snake. So Rav goes as far as to say that because he can't live with a snake, you immediately force him to divorce her. Shmuel says, no. For a while, we'll say, okay, live with the snake. But although we tell you to live with the snake, you're not going to force a divorce, but at the same time, we'll tell the snake, hey, snake, you stink. You have to give her an extra 3 zuzim per week to enter the ksuba because you're a bum. No. You force him to give the food. You're asking a different question, though. What if he can't force him to food? He will absolutely say, okay, I'll give you the food. I'm not going to didn't give it. Better whip again. Okay, I'll give it. I don't have it. I hid it in the food bank. Goodbye. I'm broke, destitute. I have no money. I lost my job. Do me something. Oh, so it could be that Shmuel will say, in that case, sure. I should take a fail of the garage. Still, instead of forcing him to divorce, force him to support. But if he can't force him to support, what's the implication of Shmuel? Know that what? Shmuel would agree to Rav, know what? Divorce. Well, who said so? Let me see the mind of Talmud. Yesterday, if we looked at Rav, Lam and Gomel and Aleph, then look at that. We're supposed to the Rav, we're Emsha. So maybe that's true. And in such a case, if even Shmuel would agree, he would force the divorce. And it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. But the mind of Gomel and Shulchan Aruch too. We'll discuss the Barik, and I want you to know, if you don't get it the first time around, we're going to keep reviewing it. The man, let's say Shmuel's right. You don't, if the guy's aiming, he's gone, made him a final, you don't immediately support the divorce. No. You tell him you must support him. So you whip him to support him. Whip. Nothing else. So maybe Shmuel would agree to Rav, and push comes to shove, and he can't force the supporter, then he can force the divorcer. Because, don't forget, it makes sense. What if Shmuel come back to Rav? Better force the divorce, just to watch. The implication you cannot force the feeder for whatever reason, it's impossible to do. It's going to work. If Rav Shmuel would agree to Rav, then that case you force the Duat to the divorcer. That's a very important point to know. That's true now. That's one of the most critical shadows. Lalo. Yes. Right.
It's
an expression. That doesn't mean until. What it really means is, instead of before, why should you go ahead and to give her a gift? Just give her the whole property, doesn't want to support her. Support the supporter, that's all. So Rav said, because they are not a speech, that's the reason the wife is forced to get immediately. Shmuel said, no, let us limit the knowledge of the people. But the knowledge, what are they going to do? Add to the wife to the super. So the Gemara's kasha, no kasha going to Shmuel. Why? What was the Gemara's kasha over here? What was the Gemara's kasha? Oh, what was the Gemara's kasha? You're talking about a case of what? Ain't he done the name of Farnes? That's what you answer the Tzuba. Ain't him a Farnes? Yo, TV, which means what? You force him to divorce her. There's no time there to the Tzuba. That's the kasha point that she's around. But according to Shmuel, there's no kasha. Why? Although it's true that he's that what you force him to support, but if he's supporting in such an animalistic way, only after being whipped, so then that sends him a snake, so then if he's the snake, we have the super. So according to Shmuel, there is no cash. And what cash only point around? Very important. Yes. If it's impossible to force him to feed her, then you force him to divorce. No, the Gemara used the word Tolkien. And the Gemara of Iron Zion concludes what does Tolkien really mean? What? Bishalti, with whip. You force him to whip the feeder, that's all. If a man gets up in bed, let's get it straight. Maybe I'm not communicating properly. A If a man gets up in bed and says, I refuse to feed my wife, let him starve. The Rav says, pull out the whip, force the guest right away. Shmuel says, no. Well, don't jump to conclusions. Force to feed him. Here's a bank account. Go to the government. You are the government. It passes assets. Take money out of his account. Force to against his will. Take that money and buy food from the local supermarket. That's all. That's enough work. Let's say, direct decision around him with the Rav says, what if he can't? There is no supermarket. There is no money. He's hiding all the money. He put it in the Swiss bank under some mattress or under the ground somewhere. We know he's rich, but he hid all of his money. And it's impossible to force him to give him money. Shmuel was seized with the Rav. Do what? Do what to get? Was he in Rav? I mean, if I am dying, what does Coleman mean? The mealy of the shoti. True, we practice the shoti. Everyone agrees that when is the real absolute fear is what we call the shoti, where it's whipped. My son is going to know. We'll do that. Fine? I will arrive to Coleman, also the guy from the Yad, my shadow said, he's divorced from me. He's like, being told by the man, I'm a mitash mishnami, tikshi, be al sarf of mori mitash mish, Nami Kofin Lahosi. The Otu Laholam Yotifla Subata. This is Agen Kol Yomeha. What do you mean? The man refused to live with his wife. So you keep adding to so the adding 3 to 2 a week until 120 years? And she'll be an Aguna her whole life? It's impossible to assume that. So therefore, obviously what do you do? It's a force of divorce. The Geneshver, what is the mission of my adding to the silver? It's forced to divorce. V.H. Loma. Now the most of the name of all the time, end up in us. It could have been at the same kasha that exists. But they asked before, to be asked to my domar, not only is my domar in the donos, but also my domar, you want me? Kashmir. It's end up in us. The same kasha would exist. The same kasha. How could you possibly add to the silver? After all, if you divorce her right away, if you refuse to have tashmish, then it's an argument to the best of time. All of them, both more advances, same answer. What does that mean? Shema Yasubo, the Tov, Masha, and Nimrochabo, Masina, Lashmi Yasubo, Mosif, and Asubo. While the negotiations are going on with the guy, they haven't. No, everything in bed is negotiations. Now, as you say, hey, you're a bum. Okay. Come on, do true. Be a nice guy. We'll call the rabbi. We'll call your cousin. We'll call your boy. You know, we thought, you know, trying to put the heat up a little bit on the guy to do what's right. The wall with the negotiation is going on, or meanwhile, but the clock is ticking, we're adding to the system. That ain't all cash. But didn't realize it yet. I had a cash, because also you can't just leave her in Aguna all life. Also, if you refuse to live, they're going to be forced to get. Well, most folks are supposed to get right away, really, if you refuse. Yeah. No. They're both the same question. If you're forced to get, what kind of attitude is bigger? You're getting divorced immediately. Quote the Shmuel, no question. Why is no Shmuel's question? Quote the Shmuel. The Shmuel says that you don't force to get, you force rather to feed. So while you're forced to feed, you add the silver. That's a big question. What is Shmuel's position as far as Tassel is concerned? Does he say the same thing? Don't force again, force Tashmish, although that's possible to do. That's shy. Force the donor to see it. You take the money out of the bank account. How do you force Tashmish? Whip until she says yes, the attachment. Maybe we'll discuss that. Talk about that. There are more about it. This talks about it. It's a complicated story. Okay? But that's a good question. Let's put that aside for the moment. Okay. This is the talk. How do we talk about that? Like Rav or like Shmuel? How do we talk? Like Rav or like Shmuel? A woman comes and says, my husband refused to give me food. And bring him to bed. True. I refuse to give him food. What do? We force the get, or do we force the done? What would you say? The done. You say the get. Say, look at the rush. The rush has to see in Paris, Zion, Sim, and Yud, Tech. While they're negotiating, a few people back and forth with them. That short period of time, until he actually reports the Lord, that's when you add to the scripture. A short period of time. While they're going back and forth with negotiation. Okay. There's the... Actually, you know, we're going out of order. Let's see the Gemara first. Because we see the rush for the Gemara makes no sense. We'll turn the Gemara to Ayin Zayin. All right, Ayin Zayin. Gemara Abayin Zayin has two Mishnayot, both of which are relevant to us. The first Mishnah says, "Ma'isha noldu ba mumim en kofenot alahot." A man doesn't develop the mum, you don't force him to divorce his wife. Amar Ashvag, Amar Ramuri, and the mum is the Tanis. A mum is dolin kofenot alahot. He develops a very, very serious mum, and you force him to divorce his wife. Why? I can't get rid of the guy. It's such a tremendous move. I can't take it. That's what the Rashbag said. How many possible see later? The next mission says, the Elish Akof and also the Hoti, Mukesh Shin, Val Polikos, the Makamit, the Messiah, the Koshet, Baburti. These are guys who have bad breath. I don't know what it's bad. Well, I don't know what you want to call it. But you can't go near him. Okay? That's a discussion in the Mishnah. Vain Shahayu Achilo Nitsu, Vain Shahayu Nitsu, Nodu, yeah? Whether they had this job before they got married, or they got to accept the job later. Valkulam Ramei Amapisha Hitsna Imah. Look, he knew he was just had this job. I mean, when he married, they made a conditional. Listen, you know, I'm taking this job. But she can still retire, come back by saying, told him, he should tell me, "Gvura Yisus and Yipolo Lekado." The actual name Yipolo Lekado. I thought I loved you so much that I could stand the smell. I can't. I just can't do it. Come on in, the Kabbalah see Al Korfa. Once you breathe, you breathe. Put Mukeshin. They should be in my Korfa. She can kill eight. Who should it eight? But eight. Yeah, I love you so much. I'll live with you with eight. But the Zed will say, "No, you can't." Can't because you die as a result. Right? Yeah, no, what do I thought of me? Lushan Hamek the Saro, Tari Yazali. What does it mean? We'll see later. Says the Gemara here on that Ayin Zayin and Aleph Amarav Zuf Rabotai. The last five narrow lines. Amarav Ha'omah Eni Zonah Eni Mefai Yotzim Zin Ksuba Ha'otah Rav Elazar Amar Shmaita Kanei Dishmur Ha'omah Aksua Sari Le'elazar. What does that mean? It's a funny expression. Rashi says Ha'ilus Orm Kebehemah. Most of that kind of expression is that. But the bottom line after all the polemics is Acha Kofanos Alahoti Yitofu Lazan. In other words, why force the divorce? Just force the fear. Rav and Adam Dar Bahan Rafifa. And the Sita Ahas. You can't expect them to go on like that. And Shmuel says, you can't expect them to go on like that, but it's still bad enough to enter the Summa to go until Adam Samas Gimel. So like Rabbi Zeira, Ashkel, the Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes, the Yassim, the Kama, the Rabbi Shmei, the Rabbi Yochan. Amale, Al-Do, Ach-Tu, Atzal, the Lazar, the Bubba. Rabbi Zudam, the Rab, Asi, Ein Ma'asin, Elo, the Pistula. That was right. What does Ma'asin mean? a call from the hosting, only for psulos. What does psulos mean? Mamish, mamzeres, or calling for a grusha, then you force a divorce. Yamriti, kamei, yudishmuel amat, yudon, amadal akon dar, yudishmuel amat, yudishmuel amat, yudishmuel amat, I'm dead in Israel, but it's gone out from the Amdek. As you just said, I will not the Isha Vishon, I have to show him, the Lo Yolda, which is also a big problem. And Kofan also. And Kofan. There's no fear in that kind of thing. It's not a Sula, because they never have no children. But I'm leaving by Avim Yom HaShmur, I feel it was not the Isha Vishon, I have to show him, Lo Yolda, Kofan also. No. It's also included in that category. But the machlok would be forced in the case of 10 years with no children. Now, Eilu should call from the Lord, the Mukha Shkin Ba Pulim, but yes, it says, Vishkam the Rav Asi, the Rav, Vishkam the Rav Asi, what did Rav Asi say? What did Rav Asi say? Sula, the wire, Sula is mentioned in the Mishnah. No problem. The Ravana Katani, the Oraisa, obviously every single beer, this is the Oraisa, what? Lots of times, it is mentioned, not that it is mentioned, kind of, we should set the question. El, the Ram Tachli, the Baravimi, listening, not the Isha, the Shah, you might say, Shonim, the Loyalda, Kofan also, there's only the Rabbana. Why is it only the Rabbana? I prove with the right to Rashi here. To be the right to the Chai of the Afuka, the Yash, at least in Klavisha, and Paris, that's not. I know the Rabbana comes, the Chol Kama, the Isha, the Hall, Gabe, the Nosser, the Achli, you can't marry the second one, practically speaking. You want to marry him, you want to marry them, he's attached to his first wife. But the Rabbana is why is it found in our Mishnah? Omer Rav Nachman Lo Kasha, last line, very important line. Of his Neely of the show, of his Neely, 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 what kind of fear is there according to Rav Tachlisa, what is the what? Given Mili, not for Shoti. But in the case of the Mishnah, it's even there, Shoti. Probably the three Madregas, no? There's no fear at all. Right? Rav Asa, there's no fear at all by Yud Shoti. Then it's one day which holds, and that came to the fear of the Mili. And the other case, the Namish, was the fear of the Shoti. So the three possibilities, no fear, fear the Mili, fear the Shoti. If there's no fear even the Mili, does that mean you have to be absolutely quiet? Or you can call them names, you can do bizarres, etc. That will come to later. Master for Rabbi Abba, the Zvara lo Yivosar Eben. I think fear the Mili. That's a contradiction in terms. A person is not going to be, I said it was a Yivosar. Huh? Shababini Musa Ravicha, the Shorish.
Directed,
fourth, jury, okay. It's not going to work because the words won't work. As it says, sticks and stones and break my bones and names can never harm me. That's it. So, Shoti is sticks. And I guess my bones and stones will come into the nursery and get into it. But really is names will never harm me. It'll just tough it out. You can't call that fear. Wouldn't there a reputation use the word fear? Elamer Av Abba Hava Hava Shoti. They're both with whip. So both with whip, how come the Yud Shon is not found in our Mishnah? Also, Ki Amra Havina Bahadei Shavkina Lo. In the Mishnah, which says, I'll take it, I can take the smell, it's okay. Also, I forgot, Amra Havina Bahadei Lo Shavkina Lo. Why not? Because why? It's approval. I'm very Mukashin. The Afagad, the Amor Havina Ba'adei Lo Shaskin Lo, the Amchut of the Bashin, the Mishnah of the Kosovo, the Kosovo, the Kosovo, the Kosovo, there it's in the Mishnah anyway, so why don't you show it? The Kosovo, the Amor Dayana Ba'adei, the Sa'adei, where witnesses should be there to prevent Yisrael and Bia, Shaskin Lo. So they'll monitor the situation. A marriage is that. Also, Afagad, the Amor Dayana Ba'adei, the Sa'adei Lo Shaskin Lo. Why? Because, what? I'm not going to be any poorer. Yeah. Correct. Won't help. It's a category. I'm out of it. That's what I found on this. It's a different category. I've come to give up. Now I have this question, how to pass it. parten like Rav, as we parten like Shmuel. That's the Shabbat.
Yes.
Living day. Talk to the Rosh about this. Yeah?
If the Mishnah,
they
can be dressed specifically,
okay, we'll come to Jesus later. Says the Rosh and the Timon Yutet as follows. Second wide line after the invitation. Ubalokos, Gedolos, Polskin, Kavasei, the Rav. Ukrabi Ophelon, Ukrabi Abol, Damir, Amir Yushalmi, Allah, Dahid, Amir, any Dame, Mephaz, Zay Reah, Hapek, Hopin, Zay Kaye, Nefesh, Lo Polskin, Mad of your force is the water. If he has bad breath, how much breath? How fast? Yes? Any people here who don't have any mouthwash or toothpaste or I don't know what, watch out. Because if there's bad breath, it's grounds for divorce. As I say. I'm not kidding. That's so. Alright? So if you divorce, if you force divorce with bad breath, kavachomer, death. Bad death, not bad breath. Because he's going to die. Starvation. That's the Rosh. The shame is Saber. The Isha Bosha Lovel Abed Kolpa. With Thomas Burov. Can I mean it? The Patrick, I call it Sivanus Mambay. Isha Bosha Lovel Abed. With the Horegan Sivanus. Different context. See, we're not embarrassed. Every day they come to business to collect the food, collect the money. So therefore, the Rosh suggests the pasta like Rav. Wow. The rest of the parts of my job. Everyone agree? Well. The Rosh himself quoted the very last word in our line with the Hilchosa to Shmuel, which is the quote of the Rif. But the Rif passes like Shmuel, the Rosh passes like Mr. Passes like Rav. The Machlok. I mentioned you before that rod. Let's say the rock, look at the rod inside. Who? The rib. Lama is bottom in the rod. That's what I made reference to before. Lama is bottom. The first wide line. Pasak Ariv Zal Tishmuel. The same period of Enoch Hanano. Abu Baal, Lokos, Gedolos, Pasak Arad. Right? But when you saw Machlok, second line. The Pasak Arad Zal, the Asil, the Zivir Rav Enoch Hanano Zal. Ariv Zal. Epshalom. That's the trick. See, I want to tell you. What can I say? It is certainly the most harmful word in all these sugyos is the word Epshalom. The minute comes to Epsha, so he says, well, Epsha is good. And Epsha that way. And how can you afford to get them? Maybe you're going to be against Musa. That's going to be the whole problem. The whole book, David Wurz and Usher, is all based on Epsha. Epsha this, and Epsha this, and Epsha this. You always go to my last. Every single case of last, and not just to be fear, but afraid of my living. Epsha Loma, Shemain, Ben, to the call of the call for love, which is gone. Shu'ani, poor. Vena wrote to this stock of our Viyah Kulaz, and he doesn't want to go to work to support his wife. He has no money at all, and he refused to go to work. He can't force to go to work, it's a limit, huh? This is a work fair, but that's fair, isn't it? The Kofin also loves Shmuel agrees. Why? Because Shmuel lo dohti laha the Rav el the behind time with Asher Kofin also lohti Yichafu lozun. Hoim ein yapolim le Kofin lozun. Kofin and Lahoti, Atka, the same cut of the Rambam Zal, 30 days of the petition. So the Rambam also the Rajma too. The Rajma said because Epsha, the Rambam, to agree with it, supposed to Rambam definitively. And even Shmuel would agree that if you cannot force to, no,
can afford to
no.
To be, then you're permitted to force a divorce. You are both signed, then she'll cut off passes this way too. The decision of Kufman Dallas did give him on the amount of touch. He says exactly stuff. More than that. What'll happen?
Well,
you first force a deed, and if you can't force a deed, then you force the divorce. Exactly as the Rabbi and the Rambam said. Quote the Rambam. What'll happen in the following case? Listen to this case. A woman,
her husband refuses to feed her. Refuses. Just imagine, he's there living in the house, and he has money, or he has some hard money, he refuses to feed her. But she says, I can't take this guy. She locks it out. She runs away. Does she have a status of a resident? She has a status of a Moretta, and after all, she is rebellious. She has no right to do that. So he pops him like Shmuel. Shmuel says, you can't afford to get it. You can't afford to get it because you can say that you walk through that. So she said, no. She looks at the eye collar on.
Rush fan, a Baha'i fan. So I want to follow that opinion. So you can't let him hear the Moretta for sure. That's the basic rule. Okay, at the beginning of the physical
forgiveness. If all this is showing happens against Rav, he can do it. The Rosh is a behind happens like Rav, then he can do it. That's what the basic rule is. Interesting.
Now, big question is, does in fact the Rosh Hashanah like Rav Halacha Lamaisa? That's the first major thrust. I was going to mention this briefly. The same as Gevurah Sanoshim. Let me tell you what the word Gevurah Sanoshim means. Gevurah Sanoshim, literally, I mean, in the case of the reporting of the Gemara Masechta Yevamot, where the man is simply impotent. He doesn't have what they call Gevurah Sanoshim, which is the literal meaning, the strength of a man. But he can't have beer. Sickness, and there are cases where this happens. I mean, a couple gets married, and then they just nothing. Cannot be it. Because those words are not. So that's ground for divorce. So actually, you force the divorce in that case or not. That's the whole table written about. Yes, or no. But in the 50 pages of the paper, half the concerns are also you. Honestly, it was worth nothing, not found anywhere, right? Not found anyway. But of course, the Shah, who wrote the seven words of Hashem, I gotta read this, it's an incredible thing. The Shah, they have here a bit of a biography in the front page, to read who the Shah was. It's too much, almost incredible. But the Shah, wrote a sefer on Yeredeya when he was 24 years old. The classical, these sefers. He passed on him against the Shulchan Aruch. Against the Yosef Kar, who wrote the sefer when he was 60 years old, and how old was he? He passed like he was a 24 year old, only the word. He's anywhere. But 24 years old. And he never, can you imagine? The Shach died at age 41. It's mind-boggling. It's incredible. Absolutely mind-boggling. How do you do it? So, if he does right, first in a certain row, but the Shach knew the Shem. The Shem on the Shem on the fire, the Shem Kodesh, the Shem Ruth. To know whatever the key is he needed. In other words, he had a better than a CD route. He had a Shem. He didn't find something. How did he find a Shem with a Rajpa? There was no index, nothing. He knew everything. How did the Shah know everything? It's not humanly possible. It's not humanly possible. He had to be good for the Ma'am and Atava, Mr. Kiyah. How did they count for people like this? Keep going. He wrote it from Rav Effel. I don't know who Rav Effel is.
Oh, Rav Effel.
Anyway. Is that a prerequisite for the godless to die up? How do you know? You knew he had a copper ride. Wow. Go for the long ride? And he wrote when he was 18 to show strength, so yeah, it's all right. Long life, as far as we know, it was a full life. I don't know exactly. But, he was 18 to show strength, you know? 17, 18. He didn't change anything. Never changed. Anyway, today in the Gura Sanashin here, Rabotai, it's just the whole save is a total of 50 pages. 50 small pages, it's not so big. 50 small, you know, relatively small pages. In this, he claims that the Rosh never passed the Lagrash. I'm a foolish person, the Rosh is black and white. He didn't really need the Pasuk Lagrash. Part of the sources that the Rosh Tayyip to look at today is the Vavas Torah as well. But we're not going to do that today because you can see it to yourself. But the Rosh is a partner, and that partner is Tosfos.
Tav in the hospital, sorry, he's just trying to make a parnasa. That's why a bad, you think he likes the bad smell on himself? He's going to this job just to get his wife mad. No, never, he has no other parnasa but this. Mishlovi Raya, the Yotzi, Masha Mishviya. So I'm going to solve a boy of Israel, that's not okay. Who the Havi, the big, Mishnu, the Kesari, the Kamedi, the Yotzi, the Yotzi, the Tzuba. The Masha also, the Kai Kminan Lei. Another Raya, the Kvon. Tema. Amar lo Foshib lo Lahi, the Bo Hamach Mas Kaino. Bahari Hanap, the Shekolf and the Hotzi. What does it mean, Bo Hamach Mas Kaino? What does the word mean? Who knows? What's the kind
of?
Why? Oh, it's a barrier. Where do you find the Gemara? Which Dam of Dalet, right? Keep one hand over here, an iron, and turn back to Dam of Dalet. Very close enough. We left off on the Dam of Dalet about the 10th line. Omar Abtubi Bar Kisna Omar Shmuel Kos Vinigeres Mered Al Arusa Vein Kos Vinigeres Mered Al Shomeres Yavuz. What does that mean? Now both of you paying attention. What does it mean? Sister-in-law. So in one case we say that the party that refuses is considered in the category of merit. In the other case, there's no case of merit. No, which is which? No, which is which? Which is which, no? Take a look. The Yomar Abtachliva Baravim Yomar Shmuel Tavahu. I both have to be gone. Tavahu Nizkokin Lo. He wants to go to a Dinum. So Nizkokin Lo. Right? Tav Ohi Ain Nizkokin Lo. She don't know. So Rashi explained the last, wise line on top. Ain Nizkokin Lo. Lift of Lo. Igeres Meret Lahotif Al Subasa. Come on, Master Perushim, the Azul Hashem, the love, the Dabi Peru. We're not to stop prejudice against the woman, but a woman is not Chayav and Peruvu. So therefore, she's not Chayav and Peruvu. So therefore, we don't punish him by adding to his Suba, but if we do punish her, if she refuses to marry him. Not her mitzvah, she's not Chayav and Peruvu. That's the reason why. That's the Rashi's question. Oh. Frank the Gemara. Here's a good question. Frank the Gemara. Anyway, so the Gura Sanashin here, Rabotai, it's just the whole statement is a total of 50 pages. 50 small pages, it's not so big. 50 small, you know, relatively small pages. In this, he claims that the Rosh never passes the language in God. I'm a foolish person like Rabbi, it's black and white. He didn't really mean to pass the language in God. Part of the sources that the Rosh say you have to look at today is the Rabbi's prayer as well. But we're not going to see that today because you see it yourself. But the Rosh is a partner, and that partner is close. The Tosis in many ways goes along together with the Rosh. Not that the Tosis is not iron of an olive. Let's see that Tosis now, and then we'll come back to what the Shas says. The truth of the matter is, how should I put it to you? It's not all that tremendously significant, Allah Kala Maisa, whether the Rosh and Tosis passed my grab or not. Because even if they did, it's the Rif and the Rav passing against Rav, it's very hard to force it get when the Rishonim split 50-50. But just want to know in the Man Emes what they had, what they held as relevant to other cases as well. Okay, let's go. Let's take a look in the... you see, the only thing is that the Stock is up against a very great man when he wants to reinterpret the Rosh. That great man is none other than the Tur. The Tur is not only great over the Rosh's son. The Torah quotes the Rosh as saying that he passed him like Rav. And the Shach said that the Torah misinterpreted the thought of the Rosh. That's already, I mean, you can say it, but it's not so funny. Let's take a look. It says in the Mishnah, and it's not I, and I'm either of Mishnah, and he's the owner of Lam and Yom, Yam and Tarn. Yes, and we can, Yotzi, and the Tzuvah. That's called the Yotzi, and the Tzuvah. Near the week, the Bukhal Hanah, the Katani, the Masnissim, Yotzi. Whenever he says anyone in the Mishnah, Yotzi, Hayinu Shekofen Ota, he's forcing. Okay, but it's Shalok Adin, Ovi, Kofen Ota, the host, you could ask him, the Allah, Kofen Ota, 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 the first Kofen Ota, Kofen Ota, the Allah, his oldest brother, Limit P.A. Again, the magic word is found. What's the magic word? Fear. It's found that we saw that after I am dying when it came to and he's done in a fire, so the magic word fear, and it's the Yavabas and the Kham, the guy that's going to be even religious on the word fear. Two places. And the Baal, you know, Baal Philippus, and then they also use the word fear. Get us a cult on the road.
What do you think about marrying that word?
Hold on. Hold on, let me to Ram Yavki. God, I'm going to come out of the fire and die, and I'm going to ride home, and he's going to find out the Mitzvah. Umasik, Asha, Kofan, also the whole tea. Yitofuru, Lazar. Mashma, the loss of the Yotzi. Listen very carefully. This is already what we call a textual analysis. Rabota, a textual analysis. When it comes to the case of Amy John, the modern state post. The original member said what? Just playing what? No, Yotzi, the eating silver. He had the Gemara understand that what does Yotzi mean? What? The force of the whip. For lack of the name of the fear the awesome and mealy, the love of Shoti, and don't tell me that the fear over there means with words and not with a whip. Cause of them is born evil forever. Pass the fire down that way. The O is the power of Liel. What type of Liel about that? Sambo Gimel, our Gemara. Laman, the Yama Moreda, the Timbalocha. The Omar Rav. The Omar Aini Zom, Aini Mepharis, Yoshi, we think Silva. My Christian? Dilma Maskisim, the most even of Tsubasa, Shalorata the Hoti, despite the Mili, Avalin, Kofan, Shoti, Yossi Shafer, the Mars Castle, what do you mean you add to the Tsubasa? You whip it to pieces, you have to give a divorce in 1 minute. That's a very important word here in Tosis. Tosis is that you clearly, Rab means the Kofan with Shoti, otherwise it's not Kofan with Shoti, the Mars Castle is Tama Gimel is no Kasha. Because the Tzama Gimel, the Mephili implies that we force to get immediately. And the only way to force, to guarantee the force immediately is with a whip. With words, you can withstand the words. Tomar, Ken, Amilo, Tonidu, Bahadi, Hanak, and Pokin, the whole giant side. According to Rav, why did the Mishnah include the Oma, Enizam, 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 Eniz
So Tanan and Masis now that you're moving the skin of our polypus to Asim and Mela. These bad smells happen to them by themselves. I will hand up to Asya Pia the who on the day she has a bow. No time to the negligence of the for my reasons, the bad deeds of the husband. Low katon. Is that bad? Not bad. I feel nice to the house. He's going to this job just to get his wife mad. No, never. He has no other parnasa but this. What does it mean, Bo Machmas Kaina? What does the word mean? Who knows? What's the Kaina? Why? Oh, the barrier. Where do you find the Gemara? Down of Dallas, right? Let's take a minute. Keep one hand, folks. Keep one hand over here, an iron, and turn back to Down of Dallas. See the start. Very close enough. You left off on the Samach Dalet about the 10th line. Omar Abtubi Bar Kisna Omar Shmuel Post Minigeres Mered Al Arusa Vein Post Minigeres Mered Al Shomeres Yavu. What does that mean? They're both like paying attention. What does it mean? No, what does it mean? You write a Nigeres Mered. What does Nigeres Mered mean? A letter of rebellion. Put out a letter, this woman is considered rebellious. On an arusa, a betrothed woman who refuses to marry. But not on a shomeres yavam, my sister-in-law refuses to marry the yavam. Neisvei, what are you talking about? We had it before in Tama Gimel. Achas the arusa, nesua, afilu nida, afilu kol, afilu shomeres yavam. That's what the din of mered. That's lo kasha. Kan shetava hu? Han shetava he. What does that mean? Han shetava who? Is Rashi the Himoret? Han shetava he. Vuhu more. What does that mean? If, please, no. If what? Which way is it distinguishing? Which way, no? No. Is the male tovea the female, or the female tovea the male? In one case, what? We say there is a din of what? Of merit. In one case, there's no merit. Right? Which way? Case of shomeres yavam, or even, right? The brother-in-law and the sister-in-law. So in one case, you say that the part that the party that refuses is considered in the category of merit. In the other case, there's no case of merit. Which is which? Which is which, no? Take a look. The Yomar Abtachlita Baravim Yomar Shmuel Tavahu. I both have to be gone. Tavahu Ms. Tokinlo. He wants to go to a divum on his Tokinlo. Right? Tav Ahi ain't his Tokinlo. She don't know. So Rashi explains the last wise line on top. Ain't his Tokinlo. Lift of law. Igeres Meres. Lahosif Al Tsubasa. Come on, Master Perusha, the Azul Hashem, the Lom, Nifka, Dabi, Peri, we're not just stop prejudice against the woman, but a woman is not Chayav and Peru Ravu. So therefore, she's not Chayav and Peru Ravu. So therefore, we don't punish him by adding to his Tzuba, but if we do punish her, it's
she refuses to marry him. Not Hermit? She's not tied to Rudolph? That's the reason why. That's the Russian question. Oh. Frank the Gemara. Here's a good question. Frank the Gemara. The Milo came to the Hodge Shmuel. What's Shmuel say? What did Shmuel say? Come on. Oh, we're both fine. Well, Ain Kosu, Geras Mer, Al Shomeras Yava. What does that mean? Which, who's being Tovei whom? Come on, let's repeat it. Oh, pass it over. What case are we doing not write a letter? But who's Tovei whom? No? She's Tovei him. I Kosu, the Merit, Igeras Merit, Al Arusa. What should they rather say? Learus me bole, below folks from merit, li show merit yom, because she's being told by him. The word al is a wrong word. Well, no problem, you can take care of that. Hello, Kash, ton is arusa. Okay. Instead of al, we change it to li. All right, no problem. Back to Gemara. My shna show merit yom below. Jamin and law. Jill, goodbye. Lo miskidis, you are not commanded on what? Arusa nami namala vil lo miskidit. Same thing about Arusa, she's not commanded. So why in our case do we insist on the letter of merit? Ella says the Gemara, Vibha Mahmas Paina. That's what I want to be inside. See the first word line? Vibha Mahmas Paina. What does that mean? I'll explain. Dhamma Vina Khutra Liyada Umara Likvura. What an interesting expression. What does she say? What does she say? Rashi explains, Rotsani she yali ben she yakzik v'yodi v'ziknusi v'eshoin olav u'v'yom mosi v'reinu. Sad, kind of a lengthy kind of a request that a poor woman's part never. All I want when I get old, someone should take care of me. More important than a bit. She needs someone to take care of her. She's going to bury her. Something in those days, there was no social security. There was no Hebrew Pre-Burial Association. There was nothing. A woman would be just left to nothing. She wouldn't have a child to take care of her. Nothing. That was one of the reasons why we had many children in those years. They needed people to take care of her. Yeah?
Is that, so we feel sorry for her, but is that within the reason to change?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, because it's going up, it's not, it's on one hand, there's a mitzvah.
Not new mitzvah. Mitzvah is not high. Don't be so frivolous.
No, no, no. So I'm saying I can see why we can understand that, but I thought these areas are awful. They're not necessarily things that
we definitely do. Definitely do. It's one of the most important considerations in the world. To provide people with rights, with their needs. And one of the needs is to have someone take care of you in your old age. Yeah, she's 20 years old, but she's making a judgment. She doesn't get married now. Oh, 1993 with Social Security. I'm thinking it's still happening. No, it means not to marry. No. It means don't take a mitzvah. It means, among other things, keep shooting them. Those days, there was simply no one. There was no one to take care. There would be never a mitzvah. Who knows what happened to it? Hello. Freddy Mark, if that's the case. Please, Hakinami Shomeret Yavam, the bomb up on China, so then also, it's also a legitimate claim. So what's the difference? L-A-E-D-V-D to tell her who? Okay, he made the claim. Lokasha. Khan Laklo, the Khan the Yabin. What do you mean? Omer Abdas, the Rav Yochanan, Tova Laklo, Ms. Kokinlo. He demands, Khalisa, you accede to his wish and you force her. Tov al yabeim, ein is kotzen lo. We don't force it. Why? Ma'ishno li yabeim de lo, da minin le, zil v'natu itzach ruti. Hey, marry somebody else. Before ben gershom, right? Laklos nami lemele, zil v'natu itzach ruti. Let us say the same thing. Marry somebody else. What must he say? El keima, el the Omar, his counterclaim is, keima da agida bi, lo kayabu li achriti. I'm stuck with you. You're tied on to me. No one's going to give me another wife.
Ella and Edi Bidi Shatavu Liyabim. You want the Ibram? So can you force her or not? Lo Kasha. Tana Mishnah Rishona, Tana Mishnah Chorona. Nan, Mitzvah Ibram, Kodem, Kalita, Rishona, Shem, Kavna, Shem, Shem, Mitzvah, Aksha, Mishnah Chorona, Shem, Kavna, Shem, Mitzvah, Amru, Mitzvah, Kalita, Kodem, Mitzvah, Ibram. End of the story. That's the most conclusion. No, Gail and Yanena right now, we learned a new term. Bo, Mach, Matina, which means what? Kutra, Leyada, Bo, Lakur. So I'm going to take care of my old age to bury them. That's it? And that's a very powerful claim. Very powerful. That's close to the okay, now we define term. Everybody with me? Because the kasha became our milo kashiv lo lahu the bo machmatayna b'hadi anav shekof from the hosti the hosam ain't a posheyabo the mahu yochol alatzim shu okar. What's his fault? He can't have children. His fault. He went to all the fertility specialists. No, they can't help him. Never. If you know such a person, what if there was no one such person? That's the one person that went to all the specialists. Sperm count is zero. And they can't operate, there's nothing to do for him, it's just hopeless. You have to do one such person. No, you're 100% right, you left that one fact. Quiet, peaceful area. You left out the fact that there's such a thing called Kfiya Kedin. Look, if the guy is Polypus, we take a whip and we force him to give it again. I don't want to do it. Doesn't matter. Put them anyway. You want to know how that possible? The famous Rambam, world famous Rambam. How can it be that a person is forced to give it again to Russia? Deep down, what? Deep down, he wants to do what the Allah demands. You pass those six cases, yeah? No. It could be, Tosafot suggests, that to whip it beyond those three or six cases would be shelo kedin. And a get given under the pain of the whip would be a get post. But to put him in Karen, maybe what? Would be kedin. Maybe it would be kedin. And his Karen would be kedin. You put him in Karen, he didn't hit him, that would then the get given under the threat of Karen, under the pain of Karen, would in fact be good. Do we pass like that? No. We basically pass in all or nothing. In other words, the shaila is, we generally assume hold, if fear is indicated, you can do it even with a whip. If it's contraindicated, you can't even do it with Karim. You saw the Maram Thomas, the Mordechai quotes, the Gososhi quotes, they put a guy in Karim, you didn't see it. And they made him give the get all over again. The get on the Karim of Karim was considered invalid. There are many times, no less of authority. You may not put a man in Karim. Cannot put a man of Karen and quote him in Shulchan Aruch. If he did it, it's no good. There's supposed to be one other possibility. And that is, it is something less than Karen. So to call the guy an Avaria and Avada, that's certainly Muslim. But there's a fourth category of both sides. It's very important to discuss this already now. I guess mother looking forward to see it now. And that's called the Hafkokas to Rabbein Natan. There's four categories, starting from the most severe is hitting with a whip. The next severe is Kairos. The next severe is Hachokas Rabbein Natan. And the next severe is Mutter Lekros Havayah. He says, he's not doing what he's supposed to do. That's a bad Mutter in all cases. What about his Hachokas? What are these Hachokas? Let's take a look. It's quoted briefly in the Mordechai. greater length in the Ramon Shavar. But let's see just the brief. You know, maybe we can see it. The Hagos Ashri also for. Everyone has to bring the Shavar tomorrow. Tomorrow we have to bring the Shavar in the year. Okay? Then not everybody has one. Look at that ghost, it's easy to find that ghost Ashri. That rush we saw before, Simon Yutet. Okay? Everyone see that ghost Ashri? It's one of the, I mean, the Mordechai is also in the Mamakom, but it's just easy to see right over here. You have to, it's easy to find. Cool, I feel like it's shot, it's wrong, it's also ever. Miu. The Kohani. Everyone got the place? Page Kufab Zion, column 1, the long Hagos Ashri. And Bo'amach was Taina. It's a similar case. Bo'amach was Taina. The Gemara is an expression of passion of Pope. You have before. Bo'amach was Taina. The passion of Pope in that case. Six syllables altogether. Some of the words sort of a repeat or obvious. That's what we'll make a final summation later. Except for those few cases. Never are you told, according to the Rav. Never. Let's go right there. Let's go right there. I will hate the Amr Avon and Yoti, the Amr Lo, for a kivucha hachamim lohoti. Vim lo toti, muta lekros la avar yona. We can call you an avarian. We can call you a kote. Big impact. Big impact. The form of avarian. We'll call him a sinner. Word, whatever. We'll see how maybe less than people need it. We'll see. Doesn't take care. I'm not saying positive, but at the same time, you know, we call it a variant. It's hard to imagine a guest doing too much. Well, right. I will look false alone. Ula kama gabe ha'omer eni zom eni mefarnei. What's our gear sitting on up aside? Omer Rav, ha'omer eni zom eni mefarnei. Yoti v'yitin k'suba. Wait a second. But there we prove v'rud v'biru from the ground in that Sam of Gimel. So what did that call for me? With what? With what? No, with what? With whips. Isaac explained Yoti. No problem. We take care of you too. Rav, karsina, behedja. Hope for those add the two words. The Rav, in order to make his plan work, has to add two words on my anxiety. Kokonos. You know it's Kokonos, I guess. He's a Kole, the Kokonos, we go to the Mitch PA, lift also lift or why? And why is that different than the other case where they're not Kokonos? The Rav gets a Hezra. What's the Hezra? I know, the Kishamon Nea, Mimena, Kol in Yone Ish, Bain, Hashem Shamita, Bain, the Zon. Let's try and shmoo. They everyone agree. Abba mishum tash mishamita l'chudei? O mishum mezonos l'chudei? Lo. Who said so? Shmuel. It's a shmuel. The Rav passes like shmuel. You don't force for tash mishalom. You don't force for what? Mezonos alone. When do you force? Both. Which one? Both? He didn't say it to Farish, but in Yavam Islam attested, the Gemara says, hold on to go to the mitzvah. You force the guy to marry, to divorce him, leave a high and dry. Why not? Shmuel is a high and dry. Came with a big rock. Rock? Huh? Huh? Oh, whatever. The guy came with a big rock, and he said, put the big rock on top of the coffin. He said, this man died in the Farish. And his bed is soaking in Sarona, he's a Balaam Veyra, and he's in the Hesper, you know, the eulogy. Great man. He's in the Chayrin, and then he took a second wife, and he has to have a Toma for the Chayrin, and that's why they're soaking in Sarona, he's giving him his Kila. May the Lord have mercy on his soul. That's the story. No, not at all. No, not at all. Not at all. Coffin, what the... show you. Check it out for your Cincinnati connection. I'm totally really happy. Check it out. No, don't say that. So, you put rocks on there. Rocks on there. Not this year, rocks. You haven't been in the show. Anyway, grab all that. That you may do. Well, there are more quotes in Sinukul from the dollar, by reason. Well, I'll talk with Rabbeinu Tam. Because you tell the guy, if you have a child, you're not going to deliver it to be on the child. The Bor Machmas Taino. Bor Machmas Taino. And there we force her. Then we know we force her. She heard about a kafina. What is the question? Kafina, the next line. The kafina, the other part of a Machmas Taino. I earlier said Yosef in Tzuba. You see, Yosef in Tzuba means kafina. The right to the re against Rabbeinu Tanano. So the rock gets up by saying, what? No. Also, Masa, the proposal, Oma, the Shabbat, Mice of the Fun of Tiba Lam Lahos. When a Mishnah writes the law on the books, listen to this nuance. When the law written on the books, Yosef is in Tzuba. Look, he should divorce or give it to Tzuba. How do you do it? Leave it to your discretion, Rabbi. You take care of it any way you can. But when in an actual case, Rabbi Yochanan was an Ugda finished the case where he said, Yotzi, he wasn't talking theoretical, man. He said, in fact, means he pulled out the whip. So the only time that the rock says Yotzi means without a whip is when it's in a Mishnah and it's in an abstraction. And someone is in, when it's talking about a practical case, the rock will agree that the word Yotzi means with a whip. That's how it all gets out. That's because we should try our best to make sure he writes again. He gives again. But we can't force it. We get loose, we should look at it. Okay. Now, after all this is said, the post concludes by saying, the Yosef Nira, the Kofa, the Kolosh, Hanukkah, and the Pirish Reed. If you think the Reed is right, and the Rabbeinu Chanan is wrong, I be Rishalmi. I will be Rishalmi Kasaba, Shashayat Bia Bimili. Oh, that's Chatsni Rishalmi. The Rishalmi holds that Bia Bimili would work in most cases. So therefore, the Rishalmi is very hesitant to allow you to whip him. But doesn't say beferish the word kofa, if you only get him with the word. That's what the Rishalmi means. Abel, if he's down, according to the Babli, the Kaimel on the Vayan Zayin. Dibbid Zvon lo yivos ha Rebbez. Al Kork of Ayri Vishoti, Kevan lo shni yoshi mashma kfiya. Heka da osa lo avlo. What's the bottom line? After all this, they really think who's right, the Reed. And the Rapha's wrong. Lamaisa, Miu, Ein Lachub Shum Odom, Lagarish, Velasos, Maisa, Asher Nimsa, Raya, Barura. So Amina, the Get, the Usa, the Yisrael, Shalok, is in Puzzle, Vein, Lahatir, Eishes, Ish, Misafay. After they spent so much time proving the Rapha's wrong, came Lamaisa, what it tells us to say, no chances. Don't take any chances. Don't do anything which might somehow lead to Chas V'Shalom and HSH and Amzeris. Chas V'Shalom. This is Tosfos' last line. Yes. What's the difference? Give me a favor, buy my apple. Get together, buy your apple. That's okay. So the pastas, that would be good. In any and all cases, even in the case where there's no reason whatsoever to force to get. I mean, it's a lawful amice, it's his problem. Let's say you have a situation where the question whether a guy is chayav to give a get or not. The Rabbanu say he's chayav to give a get. Okay.